This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
mass tumble. We're all set. Cocked. Locked. Here we go. You dialed set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Different tone this morning, right? Werner Bach's with us. Welcome, Werner Bach.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Werner. You know, normally I'm a lot more chipper than I am today. And I'll tell you why. This broadcast will be talking about two different things. One we plan to talk about, which is your experiences in moving from Germany to New Brunswick, Canada. And what that was like, because a lot of us want to get out of here. Wherever we are, we don't like it because of the political environment. We just had it. And we're thinking, you know, where's a nice place to live? What country would be better than the United States of America? Not that our country is bad, not necessarily the people. It's these politicians and the oppression and the government and the taxes and the regulations. And we've just had it. And the lies and the deception. It's just, and our liberties have been stolen from us more each day. So we're looking at where can we move and what would it be like to move, and we've got Werner Bach, who's had experience with what that's like, going from one country across the sea to another country, from Germany to Canada. Well, that was what we were planning on talking about today. However, we got a call here at the farmhouse this morning, early this morning before the broadcast. Mrs. Fennelli picked up the phone. And it was one of our instructors, a very well-respected instructor, very knowledgeable instructor, someone that you all like. And I didn't talk to him, so I'm not going to give you his name, but he is certainly willing, welcome to call in and chime in if he has the time. But time was very, very short, and he just left this message about 14 years from now. It's about a treaty that was signed. It's called the Paris Agreement. And this is, and let me read this to you. This is as disturbing as it gets. I am numb. I'm absolutely numb, and I'm not exaggerating. I feel the same way, or in a similar way, now as I felt when I first learned about Fukushima. And I said that, and I stand by this, that Fukushima was the worst man-made event since Noah's flood. Here we go. This is from the Climate Action page of the European Commission. European Commission, Europa.eu. Okay, it's EC.Europa.eu. It's called Paris Agreement. It's going to take me about 2 minutes to read this, and then we're going to discuss it. At the Paris Climate Conference, COP21, in December 2015, 195 countries adopted the first ever universal, legally binding global climate deal. The agreement sets out a global action plan to put the world on track to avoid dangerous climate change by limiting global warming to well below 2 degrees centigrade. The agreement is due to enter into force in 2020. 2020. That's 4 years from now. The Paris Agreement is a bridge between today's policies and climate neutrality before the end of the century. There's a title for the next paragraph. It's called Mitigation, Reducing Emissions. Governments agreed a long-term goal of keeping the increase in global average temperatures to well below 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels, to aim to limit increase to 1.5 degrees, since this would significantly reduce risks and impacts of climate change. On the need for global emissions to peak as soon as possible, recognizing that this will take longer for developing countries to undertake rapid reductions, therefore, in accordance with the best available science. That goes on, and it says, before and during the Paris conference, countries submitted comprehensive national climate action plans. These are not yet enough to keep global warming below 2 degrees but the Celsius, but the agreement traces the way to achieving this target. Governments agreed to come together every 5 years to set more ambitious targets as required by science, report to each other and the public on how well they're doing to implement their targets, track progress toward the long-term goal through a robust transparency and accountability system. Adaptation is the next section. Governments agreed to strengthen society's ability to deal with the impacts of climate change, provide continued and enhanced international support for adaptation to developing countries. It goes on, and it says, let me get cut right to the chase. EU's role. The EU has been at the forefront of international efforts toward a global climate deal. Following limited participation in the Kyoto Protocol and the lack of agreement in Copenhagen in 2009, the EU has been building a broad coalition of developed and developing countries in favor of high ambition that shaped the successful outcome of the Paris Conference. The EU was the first major economy to submit its intended contribution to the new agreement in March 2015. It is already taking steps to implement its target to reduce emissions by at least 40%. Now, the agreement will enter into force after 55 countries that account for at least 55% of the global emissions have deposited their instruments of ratification. Okay. I understand. I can't verify this. I tried to. There's not much news on this. But the legislation has been signed in Europe, at least one country in Europe. That's what I was led to believe. So, Werner, here's the point. Right now, well, I think that it's getting harder to breathe, and we've reported for years that the amount of oxygen in our atmosphere is decreasing. From when I learned it was 21% in elementary school to I've learned that it's as low as 11% in some major cities. So people are gasping for air. And I haven't challenged any of our broadcasts, any of our instructors who say that, you know, it's really the sun. Or mostly the sun. Okay. I would say that it's partly the sun. But I would say also that you absolutely cannot discount the fact that in the northeast of the United States, people heat with oil or natural gas. And I know, because I live there. And a household would consume about 500 gallons of heating fuel per year. And when that fuel is burned, that heat, all of it, goes into the atmosphere. Because houses don't stay warm. That's why those oil burners and natural gas burners keep running. Because the house cools off. They lose that heat. So if the typical house uses 500 gallons of fuel, That's the same fuel that you could put in a diesel truck. And if you got 20 miles to the gallon, you could go 10,000 miles on that fuel. Or if you think about it that way, you could say, well, to go 10,000 miles at 20 miles to the gallon, we're using 500 gallons of fuel. So we're burning fuel in cars and trucks and heating appliances, and we're heating domestic hot water with this fuel oil. And if we're not using that, we're using gasoline or propane, and we're still putting heat in the air. The point is, there's no way I can be convinced that the burning of fires, whether it be regardless of the fuel, is not decreasing the oxygen content in the air, and it's not heating the planet. There's no way I can be convinced that we don't have some impact on it. So that being said, I am all for fixing this climate problem. I'm all for it. But when we say that we are going to limit the use of fossil fuels in 10 years or by 2030, 15 years, 14 years, there is no way we can accomplish that without absolute total chaos. Werner, what are your thoughts on some of the devices that we use that use gasoline or diesel fuel and how they would go away in 10 or 14 years?
Vincent, we are going already too far out before we even look at the basis about where is the most fossil fuel being wasted. And one of the one of the big follies is globalization. They are here on the East Coast. Food, they are only to about 10% self-sufficiency in food supply. And most of the food comes from thousands of miles away, some of it even from halfway around the earth, you know. And I was looking at this issue there a few years back, and for example, when they have to import a ton of grain or other food supplies from halfway around the world, there is a few times as much fuel being used up to transport it than what it would use when it would be produced right here in the region that we had, would have food self-sufficiency.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And
hold that thought, Werner, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hold that thought. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Werner Bach with us. Werner Bach is a former. And he's got a lot of experience in looking up and looking down, and just that's what we farmers do. We just don't go to work with blinders on and arrive at work, being in a daze from our trip down the road to from home to work. We don't do that. We're at work 24 hours a day. We look all around, and it's great to be with you, Werner, to talk about this. You're talking about, our food comes from thousands of miles away. And, here in Missouri, if I want to go buy a banana or a bunch of bananas, I can go do that. They don't come from here. They don't grow bananas in Missouri. So they're brought in from pretty far away. And a lot of our food is, as you said, and we've done some really stupid things like that. And what's even more stupid is what our politicians have done with busing. So if you live on the east side of town, they'll bus students to the west side of town. If you live in the north side, they'll bus you to the south side. And it's absolutely idiotic how we have wasted fuel. And class, if you want to read about this, James Kunstler's book, The Long Emergency. I suggest you read it. It's homework, The Long Emergency. Werner, please continue.
Vincent, when you look at the basic underlying issue, who are the ones that are coming up always with what they claim to be a better solution? They are the very same groups who have created through their brainwashing and through their pushing the population into the wrong direction. And then suddenly they come along and they say, oh, we are doing everything wrong, and we got the perfect solution for it. And every time we follow their advice instead of using our common sense, we get further and further away from any kind of a sustainable society and living in a sustainable way on this planet.
You're absolutely right.
If you look at
the Garden State, also known as New Jersey, the land there was magnificent. It was really fertile. So we took some of the best land in our country and paved it over. We put developments of houses on top of it. We put skyscrapers on top of it. We put roads on top of it. Then we poured toxic chemicals in the streams and we polluted it. It's absolutely a toxic dump. I'm sorry to say that, but it is.
Who was pushing that agenda? That agenda had been hacked out in the big ivory towers. And those right. In the ivory towers, they got air conditioning. A lot of money is being wasted in heating them. You know, and the higher you up, the stronger the wind, including in the winter, the windshield factor. It's not sustainable. And they tell us ordinary people how to live. They shall butt out.
No, you're absolutely right. And we have these glass towers, so everybody has a nice, wonderful view, and the heat loss through that glass is just incredible. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And Werner, I was in the shower this morning, and I was thinking about this. I was thinking about how I was in the shower visiting with Mrs. Finelli in the East Coast, and the house that we stayed at was a wonderful house. It was a four-bedroom house in a wonderful neighborhood, and everybody's lawn was manicured. The houses were manicured. But the houses were vinyl-sided, except maybe for the front. There may be a little bit of stone, accent stone. But 90% or 80% of the house was vinyl-sided. And it had fiberglass insulation. And so with 2x4 walls, which is really one and a half by 3.5, or 1 3/4 by 3.5. So that's a 2x4 now. And the house used a lot of heat, like all the houses. This was just a nice-looking example of poor efficiency. And in the bathroom, there was a shower, and you could turn the temperature anywhere you want, from all cold water to all hot water, or any mix in between. But what you could not do was regulate the volume of water. So the builder who built this house said, I can save $20 by putting in this real chintzy faucet, but you can't control how much water you use. So from then on, until that shower control is either removed or the house is demolished, that thing is going to use full force water all the time that it's used. That's insanity.
Yeah, and
is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Turner Box with us, Serious Tone today. And so during the break, I did a search. When was the last time a refinery was built in the United States? In the United States, there's a strong pressure to prevent the development of new refineries, and no major refinery has been built in the United States since Marathon's Garyville, Louisiana facility in 1976. However, many existing refineries have been expanded during that time. 1976, that's 40 years. No new major refinery in 40 years. That's what this one post said, and it's probably accurate. So, Werner, when we think about this and we think about all the stupid things we've done, and we've traveled an hour to work each way in our vehicles, and we have, you know, just us in our vehicles, one person in a vehicle rather than, you know, carpooling. We've just wasted fuel, and we've bused children in school buses across town so that we can have some mix of students. You don't go to school where you live. You go to school where they say you're going to go to school. This is absolutely insanity. We've wasted so much of our resources, polluted so much of our air because of these idiots in government. Makes me angry.
Vincent, it keeps a lot of wheels in the economy going. And wherever the wheels are turning with those useless economic activities, there is money to be made. And where there is money to be made, we find a certain clique of financial predators and beneficiaries. And in big government is big business. And big business, they have to keep always the money coming in. And it seems
I was thinking, you're right, go ahead.
It seems to me like people have deliberately dumbed down by the mainstream media and by the education system, that they can't look anymore through the deception and through vaccinations and so, and chemical food supply, food additives. So it lowers their IQ and it lowers basically their common sense. And in order to that society to function, that economy to function, they need specialized idiots. And here comes to mind this parable about the blind men that are standing around an elephant. One touches the trunk and says, "This is a trunk." Another one, "The foot. This is a foot." Another one, "The task. This is a this is a task. Task." And one, "The ear. This is an ear." And then finally there comes someone along who can see, and he said, "You are all right, but you don't see the whole picture. It's an elephant." And that's the way they are deceiving people, and mainstream media is in the same racket of public deception and leads them off to wild goose chases without addressing the basic problem. And another one of the basic problems of danger to the environment on this planet and the survival of this planet is out of control. Scientists and whoever pays them, and here is the biggest perpetrator, is the military-industrial complex.
You know, and as we relate all this to this treaty, this Paris Agreement, we look at our countries will be unrecognizable, absolutely unrecognizable. Some people will say that the Mennonites will do really well because, you know, they don't use electricity. Well, the Mennonites use diesel fuel. They use diesel fuel to run their sawmills. I don't see how it's possible to do what we do without petroleum. If we don't have petroleum, and if we don't have fractional distillation, we won't have plastic. Now, I think it's wonderful that we won't be throwing out these plastic containers, these plastic jars and plastic bottles, and filling our landfills with plastic. I think that's great. But we have to go back to washing dishes, and we have to go back to recycling glass, and we have to go back to not throwing things away for our own convenience, like McDonald's food wrappers. I mean, how big of a pile, how big of a mountain would those food wrappers and bags be if we all collected them and put them in one place? Be huge. We've been stupid about how we behave.
And Vincent, the power to produce the food has to come from somewhere else. And at one time, there was sustainable power, you know, basically oil power. oil power replaced muscle power. And today's kids and today's people, most of them, they have to go back and use that muscle power. And how many of them are willing to do that?
Well, I can tell you not many. And I can also tell you, Werner, correct me if you think I'm wrong here, please. So if the fuel is not available, you know, if there's no gasoline engines and no diesel engines, there's no reason to produce gasoline diesel fuel. So if we don't have these engines, just here at our little farm where we raise Black Angus cows for beef, without fuel to operate our equipment, we absolutely cannot maintain our farm. There's no way. So that means that the people who eat our beef won't get it, because I'll be spending all of our time and our family will be spending all of our time collectively just to survive. So we're going to forget about everybody else. Don't you think all the farmers are going to be doing exactly that same thing? They're going to forget about everybody else and those people who are going to starve. Don't you think that'll happen?
And here I want to throw something else in. Where urbanites move out in the countryside. I see it in New Brunswick, where I'm in, especially in the southern part. They move in the countryside, they build their fancy mansions, most of them. Uh-huh. And they don't produce their food. Behind you got thousands of acres of good farmland grown up in bushes. Nobody gives a damn. But they attend meetings of environmental, you know, activist meetings and everything else. Mm-hmm. But when you look, they talk a lot, but they don't do anything. You know, and the people who still want to make a living in the countryside in a sustainable way, they're being forced out. And some of the children and some of the people that move, urbanites that move in the countryside, they help to drive the farmers off the land.
Mm-hmm. Werner, when we bought our farm here in Missouri, one of the fields, about 40 acres, hadn't been cut probably for close to 10 years, maybe more. And it used to be a pasture for grass, but it was neglected. And I bought this farm on purpose. I didn't want one that was depleted of its fertility. I wanted one that was a price that I felt was a good value and one that I could improve. I didn't want one that was manicured. And so I brought with me from Virginia a 100 horsepower tractor. And I ended up buying a batwing mower, which is 15 feet wide. And it takes about 100 horsepower to pull one of those mowers. But those mowers will mow down trees that are 3 inches in diameter, saplings. And the trees that I was mowing down, many of them were as tall as a tractor. And I was just very carefully plowing through those trees, cutting down saplings down to return that 40 acres back to pasture. And it took mowing after mowing after mowing to do that. And after maybe 3 years, we started to have pasture again. And I put the cows on it, and the cows fertilized and cleaned up the 40 acres. Now it looks pretty good. Well, here's the point. I absolutely, positively could not have done that by myself without that tractor and without that 15-foot-wide batwing mower and diesel fuel and all the parts that go with it. Couldn't do it.
And look at it, how many people were involved making a living in agriculture 100 years ago, and how many percent of the population are supplying the food now?
Well, I would say we're down by, what was it, maybe 13%, if I'm not mistaken, years ago were involved in, excuse me?
I think the ones that are actually working on the farm, mm-hmm. they're in the single digit.
Absolutely. Now it's like 3%.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it was at one time 13%. So 13% of the people actually knew how to do something that would produce food for other people. Now it's about 3%. And the 3% that do it now can't do it without diesel fuel. We can't do it.
Diesel fuel, and they're being pushed so to the brink. In desperation, they finally opt into the chemical agenda that had been pushed now for decades by the government, by the experts in the Department of Agriculture, the chemical agenda. And out of the chemical agenda now comes the GMO agenda. And this is again being championed. This is all being championed by the so-called experts in the scientific wars for hire. They did a shoddy work in doing research and informing the public about the long-term consequences of those farming methods. But they got a vested interest because their paycheck and their pension fund is invested most likely in those multinational corporations like it was Monsanto and Syngenta and Bayer and so on, the ones that made big profits.
Yeah, and so here's a question, class. So if your son or daughter is in school, the public training camp, and they're learning how to use Microsoft Office, and that's considered computer technology, and they're learning how to use a search engine, and a keyboard, and a mouse, are you going to be able to eat that?
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Burner Box with us. A serious discussion today about the end of the internal combustion engine. It could be as soon as 10 years. And, Class, think about this. So if you had a company and you were the CEO or the president and you were making internal combustion engine machinery, or let's say you're making lawnmowers or tractors or cars, and you knew that this was happening and the end of the internal combustion engine would be about 10 years, would you say, okay, let's what is the exact last day? And we'll just keep building them until that exact last day. Would you do that? Or would you say, we better start phasing out of this over time so we can still be in business? We got to figure out what else we're going to do. I have a feeling the latter is what you would do. And back in the 1960s, I can tell you that bathtubs were made out of cast iron, most of them. And sinks, bathroom sinks, either vitreous china or cast iron with porcelain covering. Now showers are made, and shower bases were made out of stone, formed stone. It lasts 100 years. Now we have plastic showers and plastic bathtubs. And they don't last anywhere near as long. So we have adopted this disposable society. And where's that plastic going to come from if we don't have petrochemicals as fuel? With fractional distillation, the plastics will go away because plastics come from petroleum. We have cooked our goose. And this is the most disturbing thing. Mrs. Finelli couldn't believe that I am absolutely so numb, you know, walking around the farmhouse during this broadcast. She just can't believe what she's seeing in my behavior. We are cooked. Absolutely cooked unless we stop this. Now, I do think we should have clean air. I'm all for that. Please don't think that I'm against that. I'm for not destroying the planet. As a matter of fact, I'll share something with you. When we built this farmhouse, I put easily $25,000 in insulation in our farmhouse. $25,000. That's an enormous amount of money. It's probably more like $35,000. Why? Because I don't want to waste heat. I don't want to waste energy. So I'm doing what I say. That's an enormous amount of money, enormous percentage for insulation. Show me someone else who's done that. It's pretty rare. So it's not like we want to waste fuel. Yes.
Vincent, there's a difference between preaching to other people what they should do and doing it by themselves. And out in the countryside, who have to make a living out in the countryside, in agriculture and so on, they have to do what they preach. You know, they can't get away with just preaching about it and then doing something else because financially they can't afford it.
That's exactly right.
Have you looked at
cattle prices? We're like down $1.20. I thought we were cooked. I thought it was toasted $1.36. Now we're down to $1.20 a pound. There's no way most farmers can survive at $1.20 a pound.
Yeah, but
please continue.
There's a small number of farmers there of the inside count, and they got the inside track with the Department of Agriculture. And with the officials, and they get a lot of hidden grants that are not being told to the public. You know,
that's true.
They're being championed as the leading farmers. But in reality, they are being kept afloat, and an uneven playing field is being created against the ordinary farmers who don't have access to those hidden funds that are dished out by the department in order to so that those farmers follow their agenda, and their agenda is a corporate agenda.
Werner Bach, thank you so much for being with us. You know, we totally missed what we were going to talk about today. We thought we were going to talk about what it's like to move from Germany to the United States, which would be similar to moving anywhere else from one country to another. Werner, if your schedule permits, maybe we can do that next week.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that, Vincent, because... Yes.
Vincent, it's on both sides of the Atlantic, it's the same problem the farming community is facing. It's a global problem.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Werner Bach, thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful weekend. Class will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period, $69.99, and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.